Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. God bless you. So in 2 Peter 2 and 1, we see that these nine verses that we read, showing us, and we read in it a paradox, or basically a description. And reading 2 Peter 2 and 1 sounds like you've been reading from the summation of the news of the hour, does it not? Amen. Touching secular things and touching religious things. Amen. It's the kind of world. Even the Word of God said concerning the time of Christ coming, the second coming of the rapture of the church. Amen. It said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. Amen. Simply, the similarities are all there. Amen. I'm telling you, we have arrived at a place where, amen, the lines between sin and righteousness, men have tried to obscure them, run it all together, mix it all up. Amen. But I read in the Word of God that God hated a mixture. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I said, I read that God hated a mixture. Amen. He ain't come to mix Christ. Listen to what he said. Amen. What part hath Christ with Belial? Amen. What part had light with darkness? Amen. You understand something? Amen. We read also in 1 John, over in John's Gospels, that, amen, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. Amen. Thank God that God's a pure God. Amen. So we look in a world today. Amen. And buddy, what are you going to preach on today, Brother Joe? Power. The power of God. Amen. Well, has anything ever been needed? Amen. More than anything I can think of, it is the power of God at work in the world that we're living in. Amen. We're living in a world that, amen, I'm telling you, the whole world has just been corrupted with lies on lies. Amen. Starting back in 2019, early 2020, amen, look at how things went worldwide. And you can believe what you want to. Amen. Brother Joe is, amen, kind of thinks that things are, have a follow a pattern. Amen. And the whole world has been encased with this. Something is going on. Hello. Amen. It's not just in the United States of America. It's throughout our world. I just watched a video a day or so ago that the people in Australia were sending out an SOS. Help us. Amen. We've been locked up. And you live in Australia. You can't even go out of your house. Amen. Unless you got your little cars. And amen. And let's see your papers, please. And amen. And somebody come lock you up. Amen. I don't know. Amen. Look how quickly things can change. Amen. I've heard people say, oh, that'll never happen here. Amen. I can tell you, there's been a lot of things happen here that folks would said would never happen. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But I can tell you, out of all that changing that's going on, you hear me? I said, out of all that changing, there needs to be something, amen, as solid as a rock. There needs be something that says, hey, amen, you can do what you want to, O King. Amen, we're not careful how we answer you. Amen, you can make all the edicts that you want, do everything you want. We're not going, amen, to serve you. Amen. Oh, I know we're living today. Listen, men's hearts are failing them for the fear of looking upon the things that are coming upon the earth. That's what your Bible says. Amen. That heart is not a blood pumper. The heart that is talking about here is the will to stand and do what is right. Amen. Heart. Amen. They lost their heart. They lost their will. Amen. Come on. Look at through biblical times. Look at Old Testament times. Thank God for folks who didn't lose heart. Thank God for folks who didn't lose their will. Amen. I hear Daniel. Amen. When God has given him great revelation. Amen. And he's had to wait. Amen. I'm telling you, 21 days in prayer and fasting, but the answer's come. Amen. And he says, stand in your gate, Daniel. Amen. Glory to God. That wicked person's going to go more and more bow, but they that do know their God shall be mighty and do exploits. Amen. Oh, come on, Brother Joe. Amen. God intended when the things get darkest, it's time for the church to shine the brightest. Amen. I said, when things get dark, amen, God intended His church to shine. Amen. Well, Brother Joel, I don't know if you talked to God about these messages. God's been stirring me up with them. Amen. I'm telling you, God is, when it gets dark, God wants to, amen, folks to see there is an answer. Woo! What's that answer? The same as it's always been. The answer is Jesus. Amen. It ain't never changed. Amen. Come on. Listen, Peter said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even if there shall be false teachers among you. Amen. Who privily, or privately, the privily as the old Brits say, shall bring in damnable heresies. Amen. In other words, they stick them in the back door. Amen. You ever know the devil to come up front and do anything? No. Amen. He's coming in. He's trying to slide in. Amen. The devil is a sly old box. That old song we used to sing with the kids. If I could catch him, I'd put him in a box, take that box, throw away the key. Amen. For all the nasty tricks he's played on me. Amen. But I can tell you what God does. He does it in the opposite way. Amen. In the Garden of Eden, when Satan has tempted man, he's fallen in that garden. Amen. God calls a meeting, brings Lucifer, Adam, and Eve up in front of the devil, and he tells the devil how he's going to fix it. Amen. Because anything in the world the devil can do about it. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Ain't nothing Lucifer or Satan can do. Amen. Why? God's the Almighty God. Somehow or another, amen, the church sometimes seems to forget, amen, there's nobody like God. Hallelujah. Amen. Ooh, I might feel like having church. Amen. If we forget who God is, we have forgotten way too much. Amen. We need to remember. Amen. Listen, if God be for what Paul said when he's writing to that church at Rome and he's summing things up. Amen. He comes down in the middle of that 8th chapter, towards the end of that 8th chapter. Amen. What shall we say to, amen, to these things then? If God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, and then he goes on down and says there's neither height nor depth, the principalities, the powers, the principalities, no things present, no things to come, nor any other creature that is able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. If men will not allow, amen, themselves to be separated from God. Understand something with Brother Joe. If there's going to be power in the church, it's going to be because the church has maintained her purity. Amen. Has maintained her relationship with God. She's rebuffed that devil. Amen. She's turned aside every suitor. Amen. Just come by and said, I'm in love, amen, with a shepherd that is a king. Oh, I belong to him. Amen. Hear, O Brother Apostle Paul, and he says the church at Corinth, I've espoused you to one husband. Amen. Not to two. Amen. I've espoused you to one husband. Amen. By being godly. Amen. So bring in damnable hairs. Bring in to errors and untruths. Amen. We got folks today that believe anything that talks out of a television set. Amen. How foolish can you get? There's Oprah saying there's many ways to heaven. Amen. She wouldn't know Jesus if he walked up and, amen, blowed in her face. Amen. She don't know. Come on. Amen. Listen. Amen. We got countless folks, amen, spending huge millions of dollars on so-called religious broadcasts, and they're wasting money. Amen. Leading people down, amen, erroneous paths that wind up in perdition. Amen. Come on. They're more worried about what they can get in their bank account than what they have in their soul. Amen. Come on with me this morning. Oh, I can tell you. Brother Joe, you think you could use it better? I know I could use it better. Amen. Come on now, Brother Joe. They wouldn't tune in. Amen. That'd be their fault. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God didn't tell us to do something if everybody's going to listen. He said, you just preach. I'm preaching on the street many years ago. I hadn't had as many converts as I thought I ought to have. Amen. I'm complaining to God about it. Amen. I shouldn't have been, but I was. Amen. God said to me, amen, look here, boy. Amen. I put that seed bag, amen, in your hand. You sow that seed. Amen. If I decide, amen, to reap, I'll put the reaping tool in your hand. Said, ain't nobody going to reap if somebody don't sow. Amen. You do what I said. Amen. You preach the gospel. Amen. I'll pray it back for them out of judgment. Amen. You see, amen, the church needs the power of God. Amen. Christians need to walk in the power of God. It takes the power of God to live in this. I'm telling you guys, if you hadn't noticed, it's a pressing time. Hello? Amen. It's a stressful time. The Word of God says it's going to be a stressful time. Amen. But perplexities is one of the words that is used. Where I'm telling you, we just got you listen to the news and you talk about being perplexed. You'll get perplexed. That's why Brother Joe tries not to listen to it much anymore. Amen. I got enough problem without trying to add anything. Amen. I read enough to bother me to drive me bananas. Amen. Come on. And it ain't only, listen, the world is not what bothers Brother Joe as much as it is those who profess to know Christ. When I see a world, folks that claim to know the same God I know, supposed to read, amen, and believe the same Word of God that I believe. Amen. Yet their whole ideology about the world and about sin is different from mine. Something is wrong. Brother Joe don't claim to be an English expert. Amen. But I got enough sense to read and understand what English says. Amen. I hear Brother David say, I speak Holly dialect. Amen. Well, maybe mine's Whitfield dialect, Meridale, whatever. Amen. But it's still English. Amen to God. Let me hurry. And many, listen, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. Verse number two. By reason of whom of the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Other words that men say, look at this. Amen. We're headed to a time. Amen. Look at what we've come through. Amen. Our government's denying, amen, religious exemptions. Amen. A lot of the reason for that, come on, Brother Joe's going to be honest with you, is because ain't nobody been religious until they needed that. Come on. They've been living like, amen, the cats in the back alley until they needed an out, so they claim to be religious. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. Old Nebuchadnezzar, amen, when that bunch had tricked him, amen, into ensnaring old Daniel, because, amen, they knew Daniel was going to go to that window and pray. Oh, one thing that bunch was, amen, confirmed in, they knew that Daniel was a faithful child of God. Amen. Oh, yes. And so when they've been ensnared, amen, to bring Daniel into that pit, amen, old Neb goes down, amen, the old king comes down to that pit and says, oh, Daniel, amen, thy God, whom thou servest every other day, oh, pardon me, when it's convenient. No, I mean, thy God, who thou servest continually, shall deliver thee, oh, from the mouth of the lion. Woo! Amen. That old king showed more faith, amen, than a lot of saints who sat in church on Sunday morning. Amen. He knew enough about God, amen, to know that God was bigger than a few lines. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God was bigger than old Neb. Amen. God's bigger than shysters that tricked him. Amen. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He don't even eat or sleep that night. Gets up at daylight. Amen. Runs out to that pit. Amen. Come on with me. Oh, what you preaching on, Brother Joe? Amen. The power of God. Come on with me. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, as a church, as a Christian, we got to believe in the power of God. My. Amen. Daniel, when Daniel knew the decree sign, he knew what the punishment would be. He knew what the implications were. But it didn't stop him from going to that window. Why, Brother Joe? Amen. Because a long time ago, when that temple in Jerusalem had been set in order under Solomon's reign, amen, God had spoken and said, if any man be in captivity in a foreign land, and he'll look towards his house. Amen. Call on me. God said, I'll hear him. Oh, woo! Amen. Oh, that's old Daniel trusting, Brother Joe. He's trusting the power of God. He don't care about Neb's, amen, little decree. Amen, or them shysters that take it up. No, what he's after is God said, if you'll face his house, call on my name, I'll hear you. So without fail. Matter of fact, the word of God says Daniel went there, the window being open as a fourth time. He never shut that window. Fulfilling the scripture in the New Testament, praying always. Praying always. Amen. With prayer and supplication. Amen to God. And when they had tricked him, that next morning that old king has come out. Oh, Daniel, hast thou God, whom thou servest continually, hath he delivered thee from the mouth of the lions? Out of that pit comes a strong voice of Daniel. Oh, king, live forever. He ain't in a bad mood. He's still in a... He's going to say, why, you old sorry thing, it's your fault off. Come on. Oh, king, live forever. My God has sent his angel. Woo! And he has stood by me. Oh, you find that quite a few times in this book right here. Amen. And he has shut the mouth of the lions. Somebody said, all them lions was well fed. They wasn't hungry, no how. Amen. Maybe that explains why. Amen. When they threw them shysters in there, they broke every one of their bones before they ever hit the ground. Don't sound like no well fed lions to Brother Joe. Amen. Come on. Amen. Here, if the church knows the power of God, she'll have the same answer. Amen. To that world when they threaten. As the three Hebrew children did. Amen. To that old king when he built that idol. Amen. Down in the valley. Amen. Come on. Oh, king, we're not careful how we answer you concerning this matter. We done thought it over. We done prayed about it. We've been living this. Amen. It ain't the first time we've been threatened. Amen. Come on. Listen to your Bible when it says, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Somehow or another in America, folks have come to realize and want to nullify passages in this Word of God. Amen. Nowhere in that book, amen, it's called the Word of God, the Bible, can you find where God said you'll never have no trouble if you'll follow me. Matter of fact, if you read it real good and thorough, you will find, amen, that following Christ is sure to bring trouble. Amen. Come on, open it. Amen. Listen to what he said. In the world, John chapter 16, you shall have tribulation. But he didn't quit there. But be of good cheer. Don't go licking your boots. Don't go kicking your chin along. Amen. Be of good cheer. Amen. I have overcome the world. Does that mean you won't have to suffer any, Brother Joe? No, that ain't what that means. That means that God will give you, amen, enough, amen, that you can maintain, amen, your walk with God. You can maintain your integrity. You can maintain the life of Christ, amen, in the harshest of conditions. Oh, come on with me. Amen. I can tell you something. That world, amen, can't change God's people. Amen. I said that world, amen, they might hate you. They may do you wrong. I'm just keep that. Just keep on following Christ. Just keep on obeying God. Amen. I can tell you what. God will settle things when He's ready. I've said it a few times in the last few months. Amen. Jesus is standing. Amen. And when he stands before Pilate, Pilate said, don't you know that I have the power, amen, or the authority, amen, to throw you, have you crucified or to release you? Jesus looked at him and said, you wouldn't have that authority if my Father hadn't given it to you. Come on. I feel like what Brother Clinton said to that guy who, amen, hated Christians and he walked up to him in that church parking lot. And was lambasting him. Amen. About how sorry Christians were and how the church, amen, how church's own property and all this and that and the other. Amen. And Brother Clinton, he just said it to the wrong one. Amen. Brother Clinton said, you've got a lot of gall. He, by the way, he wasn't standing on that church property. He's standing over there somewhere else. He said, you got a lot of gall standing on our property. Talking about us and our God. What do you mean? This ain't your property. He said, the Word of God said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hello? And then he went on and said, amen, that because I'm a child of his, I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, that makes me part owner. So you got a lot of gods standing on our property talking bad about it. Woo! Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. It's about time. I know people get that king kiss mentality. Most of that king kiss mentality is, amen, because I think God ought to bless and spoil them and make them rotten. I want that. Ain't never been God's intention. Amen. What has been God's intention, amen, is to make good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ out of His children, so that no matter what kind of hardship that we may arrive on, it doesn't change what we are, what we believe, or what we do. Woo! Hey! My. Holy Ghost is humble. I'm trying to get Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Brought the author of Pilgrim's Progress. John. Amen. John Bunyan to my heart. Amen. Oh, that if you study John Bunyan and in Bedford Jail, that Bedford Jail, he's hunched over. Amen. It's a terrible cell. Amen. He has no place to go to the bathroom. They throw his food in on the floor. Listen to that, man. It ain't no good conditions. I'm going to tell you, it's today. I started to say they would shut that kind of prison down, but we got a bunch of folks from January the 6th living up there in some kind of hell in Washington, D.C. right now. Hello? How'd that ever happen? Amen. Because we're dealing with a bunch of godless commies. Hello? Amen. Joe Bunjo said that. Amen. That's the truth. Amen. Listen. Amen. But John Bunyan is in that Bedford jail. Amen. His family comes, and when they have left him, amen, them guards tell him, look here, John Bunyan, if you will promise us that you won't get back on that street and preach the gospel, amen, we'll let you go home to that lovely family, amen, that you got right there. Amen. John Bunyan looked at them in that filth and that squalor and said these words, anywhere that the Spirit of God is, amen, is the kingdom now for me. Amen. Amen. It don't matter if I'm in this little cell I can't stand up in. Amen. With a floor peeled. Amen. With defecation. Listen. Amen. In horrible conditions. The Spirit of God's still here. I don't know if you ever read Pilgrim's Progress, but the first half of it was written in that place. If you ever read that book, you'd never believe that a man could write such as he wrote, living in such squalor. But I want to tell you, God can take people through places that you can't believe. What you preaching, Brother Joe? Amen. There is power. Power. You know, a lot of people think about power, they just think about prestige. The word power most often translates into the word ability. Ability. Amen. Understand something, Brother Joe. We cannot do anything without we have not the ability to live the Christian life. It comes through Christ in us. Amen. You take Christ away. Amen. You can practice Christian, practice some kind of religion all you want to. Amen. You're nothing more than a Pharisee. Amen. But Christ in us, that's why Brother Paul writes, by the Holy Ghost, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You see that world, is, come on. Talk is cheap. Amen. We've got a lot of church folks done a lot of talking through the gears. But I'm afraid somebody's picking that to do some walking. Hello? Woo! Put your money where your mouth is. I've seen the headlines this morning. 4.4 million people quit their jobs, it said, in September. I said, you didn't tell all the story. They quit their job because a bunch of commies in Washington, D.C. produced them having to quit their job to keep them from breaking their conscience. Hello? I know the world's good at lies. That seems the only thing they know are good at. Amen. Listen. Amen. But God wants His church here. Amen. To present a shining light to a world that is lost. Listen. I'm going to tell you, when the hail gets to break loose, amen, God's trying to, listen, we're in judgments now in this nation. You say what you want to. God doesn't use judgments to destroy. He uses judgments to try to bring people back to their senses. Come on. Somebody, listen to Brother Joe. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Somebody needs to be leading that world and show them the way back across the river. Hello? Amen. If they can't see nobody walking different than they are and overcoming the world, where are they going to look? Where is there any hope for them at? You see, Jesus has left us in this world, amen, because the church is His body. Amen. But what the world sees is the representation of Jesus Christ. If they see people doing the same thing they're doing, reacting the same way they are, then where, pray tell, may they find any hope? God has made that abundantly clear to me time after time again in the last few months. Amen. No matter what that world does, amen, we're going to continue our walk. Amen. Because we're walking to the beat of a different drummer. Amen. We're here in heaven's tunes. Hello? Amen. Oh, listen. Listen, being broken before God produces a separation. Amen. Listen, if we're not broken, we can't separate ourselves from that world. And that world will influence us rather than us influencing the world. God hasn't put the church here to be influenced by the world. He has put the church here to influence the world. You are salt of the earth, the light of the world. Amen. That's the reason we're here. The power of God. Thank God there have been people who knew the power of God. Let me hurry. And many shall follow the priesthood by reason of whom the way of the truth shall be even spoken of. And so through covetousness shall they with vain words make merchandise of you. Have you ever seen more covetousness being preached on TV, so-called Christian TV, than there is today? I mean, to tell you, just everything, every time you turn around, it's about money. It's about, amen, being rich. It's about all these things. I said, you know why? He made the world and he was in the world, but the world knew him not. I'm talking about Jesus. He had no place. Said, man comes to him and said, Lord, I'll follow you. And Jesus looked at him and said, the birds have got nests, son, and the foxes got holes, but the Son of Man got nowhere to lay his head. What happened to that man, Brother Joe? He went on his way. He could have had something, but he's too busy trying to bring about his own security in the very present day. You see, God's people don't live for the present day. We live for eternity. Because eternity is what's important. This little span of life we got down here ain't going to mean nothing. Ooh, and if you preach a lot of money, in eternity, it won't be worth a dime. It won't be worth a brown, amen, scoured penny. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, there, the Word of God, yes, I know the Word. Amen, there's coming a time when men are going to run through their money out in the streets because it's going to be worthless. Amen, that time may be a whole lot closer than folks think. Hello? Isn't it amazing of some of the things that people can use? Amen. A Chinese woman educated in Moscow University. Amen. Our nutty president is trying to make her the amen over all the monetary stuff in this country. She wants to bring everything under the central bank. They make your money worth nothing in about a flat second. Ooh, come on, with Brother Joe. Then what them shysters on TVN gonna do? Come on, you tell them Brother Joe said that. What are you gonna do? Brother Joe lost it all in one short afternoon. What did they find Brother Job? They found him in sackcloth and ashes. You know why? Because Brother Job didn't worship his belongings and his wealth. He worshipped the God that had given him all those things. And so when they come find Brother Job, he is in sackcloth and ashes. And he said, amen, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Thanks for joining us today. I hope and pray that this broadcast has and will continue to minister to you. If you would like a copy of today's message in full or other sermons, you can reach us by email at info@whitfieldpfc.org. That's info@whitfieldpfc.org. Or you can visit our website at whitfieldpfc.org and use the contact form to reach us. Remember to mention the broadcast date. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, and my prayer is that God will continue to minister to you.